Mishnayis Mesechta Midos. Mishnalef Bishloisha Makoimos, in three different places in the Beis HaMikdash, HaKahanim Shemer BeBeis HaMikdash. The Kahanim used to watch the Beis HaMikdash. Really, we had this before in the Mesechta Tomid, that there's a special mitzvah essay of Shmiras Beis HaMikdash, and lav davka because we're afraid of oivim, of enemies or robbers, but just because of Kovat HaMikdash. As the Kovat HaKdushas of the Beis HaMikdash, you're supposed to have Shemer and people watch it. So here the Mishnah is talking about and saying there were three places where they had Kahanim watching the Beis HaMikdash. And these three places were the Beis Avtinus, that's a special house in the Azorah where they used to make the Keteris over there. And then the Beis HaNitzutz, that's a special chamber that's on the north side of the Azorah where they used to have like sparks there, meaning they always had an ash there, that there should always be an ash in the Azorah, they always had the fire burning there. And also the Beis HaMoikad, and the place where they had that another chamber was also somewhere on the north side of the Azorah, which also they used to have a madura, means a fire burning there. They gave off heat. That the Kohanim used to be cold, used to walk barefoot, so they used to want to warm up a little bit, or else some say after they came out of the mikvah, they would go there to warm up. That's called the Beis HaMoikad. There was always an ash burning there. So Nitzis means there was a small fire burning there, always to have an ash tumid burning. But the Beis HaMoikad, that was a different chamber, was used to have like a bigger furnace burning there, that there should always be heat there. So kids, in these three places, you always had Kahanim watching the Beis HaMikdash. And some Machlokes, some of Farshim learn that you only watched at night, and some of Farshim learn, no, there was a Mitzvah Shmira, Yoim and Erev, Yoim Balayla. Now, the Halavim, the Levim, the Esrim of Yechad Mokim, there were 21 places in the Beis HaMikdash where the Levim also used to watch the Beis HaMikdash. So Chamisha, there were five Al Chamisha Sharei Harabayis on the five different entrances, Shiurim, coming into the Harabayis. On each entrance there, on each gate there, there was a place for the Levim to watch. And Arbor, four places to watch for Levim, Al Arba Pinoisa Mitoichai, on the inside of the Beis HaMikdash, when you're inside it, on the four corners there. So on the five gates inside and on the four corners inside, that was nine. Now Chamisha Al Chamisha Shari Hazara, again there was another five by the five gates opening up into the Beis HaMikdash, and Abor Al Abor Pinoy Semi Bachutz, and four on the four corners of the Beis HaMikdash on the outside of it. So on the outside of the gate there was one, and on the corners on the by the outside there was one. So it comes out inside and outside had two different ones. So far we have 18. The Echod Belishchas HaKorban, one place to watch was the Lishchas HaKorban, the room where they had the Kabonis. And some said it was also by the Beis HaMoikad. We'll see later on in the Mesechta. The Echod Belishchas HaPreiches, one of the Lishchas, the room where they kept the curtains, used to weave the curtains over there. So that's 20. The Echod Liachurei Beis HaKaparis, one of the back of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. In the back of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that was called Beis HaKaparis, also had a place there with Levim, used to stay there to watch the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Mishneh Beis. Ish Harabayis Hoyamachzer HaKol Mishmer HaMishmer. There was one person, like the superintendent, they'd be in charge to make sure of the Shmir, the people were watching. So the Hamamuna, the one that was in charge of this, over the Shmir, the Harabayis, so Hoyamachzer used to go around, like called Mishmer v'Mishmer, used to go around every night to make sure that everybody's doing their job. The Yavukas Dokum Afanav, he had a torch burning in front of him. For Chol Mishmer Sheinu Oimed, and in Mishmer that would not stand up in front of him. Oimeloi Ish Harabayis. So the Amunah, the superintendent, would say to this person, Shalom Aleichem, give him Shalom Aleichem. Because he did not stand up for him, so he's afraid maybe he's sleeping. So he went to him and said, Shalom Aleichem. Nikashu Yoshen, if he didn't answer back, then he could tell clearly that he was really sleeping. So Choyfto B'makoli, he would give him a bang with his stick as if to wake him up. And Urishus Hoyeloi, the superintendent had permission, Lisrefest Susai, to burn his clothing. So not when he's wearing them, not to hurt him, but to burn his clothing. That was his punishment for falling asleep when he's supposed to be watching. Then Imrim, if people would say outside, like in the Beis HaMikdash, Ma Kol Biazor, what's this voice, what's this banging that we're hearing in the Beis HaMikdash? So they would say, Kol Ben Levi Leikam, this was the voice of a Ben Levi getting beaten up, or the God of the Sraf, when his clothing is being burnt up, Sheyoshin lo yam shmorei, for the fact that he was sleeping when he was supposed to be watching. Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, Pam ach, as it once happened, Motzu etzache imo yoshin, they found his mother's brother, that was a Levi, sleeping by the Mishmor, for Sofras, Soysa, Nechlem, and they gave him this punishment that they burnt his clothing. Mishne Gimel, Chanisha Shorim hoyu laharabayis. The Harabayis, that there were five gates, that means in the wall around the Harabayis. The Harabayis, that's the mountain, where on top of the mountain was built the Beis HaMikdash. So around the mountain, there was a wall, and that wall had five gates to go inside it. So it's like this. Shnei Shari Chuda Min Hadorim. On the south side, that was the most side that they used to come in and go out. So they had two gates there. It was called Shari Chuda, so the Lashon of Nevi'ah then, that said her Nevu'ah there. So it's called Shari Chuda. And these two gates, Mishamshim Knisav Yitziyah, people used to come in and go out. But a lot of the binyonim inside the Beis HaMikdash was on the south side, therefore on the south side they had two gates. Now, Ki Poinois Min Amarv, on the west side, they had the gate called Kiponis. Some says after his name, the person that built it, or was Misnadiv, the money to have it built. So also Mishamash Knisav Yitziyah. On the Mar of the west side, also people used to come in and go out. Todi Min Atzofen, on the north side, the gate there was called Todi, also after the person that had it built. And this on the north side, the Hoyi Mishamash Klum, it wasn't really necessary. They did not really need it. They did not used to go in and go out. It was only made just for beauty, to make it look nice. Or some say Kahanim, when the Habib came about Kerry, they would go out that entrance, that exit, that Shar. Now Shar HaMizrach, on the east side, they also had a gate. The Olav Shushan HaBira, on top of that gate was a picture of Shushan HaBira Tzura, a nice picture of Shushan HaBira. Some say Zecha, to remember the Melech Pras, as Melech Kush, that helped them build the second base of Midish. Now through this gate on the Shar Mizrach, Sheboi Kohen Godol, Hasorif es HaPorah, according to Ramei Yeshit, at least, the Kohen Gadol was one that used to burn the Porah Duma. So when the Kohen Gadol used to go out from the Beis HaMikdash to burn the Porah Duma and the Har HaZeisim, he used to go out on this Shar, on the East Shar, Shar Mizrach, which was, that's called Sheboi Kohen Gadol Hasorif es HaPorah. Ufar, he took out the Porah Duma also, the Chol Misadeh, all the other kind that were helping along with it, Yaitzim Lahar HaMishchu, they would go out through this East Gate, to go to the Haramishcha, and that's where they would burn and take care of the Porah Aduma. Now Mishneh Dalet, Shiva Sha'orim Hoyu Biazora. Now the Beis HaMikdash itself had seven gates to go into the Beis HaMikdash. Shloisha B'Tzofen had three gates on the north side of the Beis HaMikdash itself. Ushloisha B'Dorim, three on the south side. V'yecha B'Mizrach, one on the east side of the Beis HaMikdash. On the west side there was no gate. Now Shebedorim, the gate on the three on the dorm on the south side was like this, was Shar HaDelek, the gate called Delek. That's what they used to bring in the wood for the Marocha, for the burning. Shenlo, the second one, was called Shar HaBechoris. That was the Shar, the gate of Bechoris, used to bring in the Bechoris for Shechit over there, because the Bechoris is a Kochim Kalim, the Shechit is Kosher, even Bedorim. Shlishilo, the third gate over there, was called Shar HaMayim. That was the Shar HaMayim. That's what they used to bring in for the Nisach HaMayim on Sukkis. They used to bring the water from the Meshiluach through that gate. Now, Shebe Mizrach, what was the one gate we had on the Mizrach? That was called Shar Niknor. That was the Shar Niknor. That was the name of a person called Niknor, that he brought these losses, these doors, from Mitzrayim, at Gemara and Yuma says. Now, Ushtei L'Shochos Hoyuloi, they're like two chambers in this gate called Shah Niknor. Achas Miminoi, one was on the right side, Vechem Mismala, one was on the left side. Achas Lishchas Pinchas HaMalbush, one was called the room of Pinchas HaMalbush. Vyachas, one was called Lishchas Oisei Chavitim, the room where they used to make the Chavitim. That's a special mincha the Kohen God used to bring every day. So it was Lishcha Pinchas HaMalbush, he was the one that took care to make sure the Kohanim, or the big Dikuna, they had the Begodim to wear. So his gate, his room, was right by the Shar Nikna. Now Mishnehei, Fesheba Tzofen, what about the north side of the Beis HaMikdash itself? We had before, it had three gates there also. So there was the Shar HaNitzotz, who Kiminach Sadra Hoyu, had like a porch there, the Aliyah Bnu Yagabov, and there was an upper chamber built on top of it. Shekhanim Shemim Mamalov, the Kerman, the Kanim used to watch on the top of it. And Bahalaviyam Ulmatan, the Leviyam were on the bottom. Opesa Choyla Lechayla. And it had an entrance there, it had a door like to go into the Chayil. Now this Chayil, we'll see later on, this is like a width of 10 Amis in between the Srug. It's like in between the wall and the beginning of the Beis HaMikdash, that's called the Chayil. So there was an entrance to go in there from the Shar HaNitzutz. And the Shar HaNitzutz means, like we said before, there is always a light there that they should always have Eish in the Beis HaMikdash, in the order for them to light something there. Now, Sheini Loi, the second gate on the Tzofen side, was called Shar HaKorbin, and Shlishlo, the third one, was called Beis HaMoikat. Now the Shar HaKorban of Pshat is used to bring the Kodesh HaKadoshim to make the Shechita B'Tzofen through this gate. That's why it was called Shar HaKorban. And the third gate was called Beis HaMoikad. That was also, that we had before, that was used to have a fire always burning there to keep them warm. Now Mishneh Vov. V'arba L'shochos Hoyev Beis HaMoikad. There are like four chambers, four compartments in this Shar, by this last Shar we had, called the Beis HaMoikad. On the north side of the Beis HaMikdash, this Shah, this entrance, this gate called Beis HaMikdash, there were four chambers there like. There was Kitonius, Psuchas Letraklin. Kitonius, that's like a small room opening up into a big room. That's like these small four compartments opening up into the Beis HaMikdash. See how these four small chambers, four small rooms there. Shtayim Bakodesh, two of these rooms were built on the Tchum of the Azor, the Beis HaMikdash itself. Ushtayim Bachol, two of them were built like on the outside, on the Chol. There's this wall of the Beis HaMikdash, that's where the Kedusha starts, and right outside it is called the Chol. So kids, two of these chambers were like built on the outside of the wall that was called Chulin. And Veroshei Pisposim, meaning it's the tips of the head of the tips of the beams over there, Mavdilin used to separate Ben Kodesh Nechol to know exactly where exactly ended the Kedusha of the Azara and where started the Chol. O Mahayu Meshamshes, what do they do with these four rooms there, these four chambers over there? Is Marovis Dreimis, the southwest side, he hoysa lishches Tloy Korban. That was the chamber they used to have the Korbanis, the Tloy, the young Tloyim. And they used to check out the lambs there, the small Tloyim, for the Korban HaTamid. Dreimis Mizrachis, the southeast side, he oysa lishchas oysa lechem upon him. That was the room where they used to make the lechem upon him for every Shabbos. Mizrachis Tzvainis, the east north side, bo gonzu beis chashmanoi es avnei hamizbeach sheshiksom malchi yovam. Like the malchi yovam, they used the basim, they used the mizbeach for an avodah zarah. So therefore when the chashmanoyim won over and was metairit, they were gone as those avonim. They broke it up, chopped off those avonim, and they hid it in this room. So that's pshat in this chamber over here, gonzu beis chashmanoyim, the beis chashmanoyim, after the mezgava by Chanukah time, they put those stones of the mizbeach, as avni mizbeach, the stones of the mizbeach, that sheshiksum malchayovim used them to use it for a korban for avodah zarah. Now tzvenis marovis, the northwest side, bor yodin lebeis atfilah, that's what used to go down to the beit of the mikvah. And the pshat is, we said, this whole lishka was called the Beis HaMoikad because it used to have heat there, it used to have a nice furnace always burning there in order to keep the kanim warm.
Yeah, Mishneh Zayin, Shnei Sheorim Hoyu LeBeis HaMoikad.
This big room had like two shorim to it, two gates. Echad Pesuch Lechayil, one was to the outside to go out into the chalet outside the Azara. The Echad Pesuch Lechayil, and the other side was to go into the Azara itself. There were two different gates. Omer Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, the top gate that was opening up into the Yazor, into the Beis HaMikdash itself, it had a small door to it also. Sheboy, in that small door, nichnosam livlush es hazara. That's where the person went in to check out the Beis HaMikdash to make sure all the kelim were in place. Like every morning we had one kohen would go in there to check everything out, to make sure everything was in place. So he used to go through that small door. Now, Mishneh Ches. Beis HaMoikad, this big room called the Beis HaMoikad, kippa on top of the roof was like an arch, it was like a round on top. Obayas Gadol Hoy was a very big room. Mukef Ravdim, Shalevim Halakadis from Mesech Tatamid, on the walls of it there were like stones sticking out, there was a pavement of stones. That the Zikne Beisav Yishonim Shom, these big stones sticking out, the older tekenim, older kanim used to sleep there at night. Or maftechoy sazor b'yom, they used to have the keys to the azor, was in their rishus. They took care of it. Nobody could take the keys without asking them permission. Or pirchei kuna, but the young kahanim, ishkis sabarot, each one would sleep on the floor with his own blanket, like his own pillow. Mishnah tes, or mokum hoyisham arba lama. There was a place there in the Beis HaMoked. There was one amma by an amma. V'tavlo shoshayish. It was like a piece of marble. There was an amma by an amma. V'tabas hoysikavu, but had a ring on top kaveir in it. V'shalshelis, and there was chains. Shamafto chayis chayis luyis bo, that the keys were hanging on that chain. Hegiyaz manhanila, that's what he used to keep the keys to the Beis HaMikdash. So there came the time to lock the doors at night. Hegiyaz manhanila, would pick up this big piece of marble. V'tabas with its ring. For Noto Samaftachois, Minas Shelf, they would take, for Noto, they would take the keys from the chain. When Noel, Hakoim Mifnim, and the Koim would lock the doors from the inside. Or Ben Levi, Yorshalem Mibachutz, and the Ben Levi would sleep like on the outside. Some say he would be sitting outside, Yorshalem Mibachutz, Kamish Leviim Shom Bachutz, that Leviim that was sitting outside the Azara. Now, Gomer Melinot, when he finished locking up everything, then he put back the keys, v'shalshelis, he put back the keys on this chain, v'yesatavlo, and the big piece of marble, lama by now, will come back to its place. And Nosek Susilel, small coin, will put like his blanket on top of it, and Yoshna, he would sleep there at night on top of the keys. Now, what's going to be Eira Kerabiak? Let's say one of the Kerabim saw Kerabiak came to me at night time. So Yosh, he would go out, he would go down the steps, the winding steps, Ha'ilechas takas sabir, the gold on the bottom, underneath the tunnel, underneath the Beis HaMikdash. We go to the Beis HaMikvah there, to the Beis HaTefillah there. For Yehaneiros, Dotem, Mekan, Mekan, there were lights lit on both sides of the path going there. Asher Megillah Beis HaTefillah, until they got to the Beis HaTefillah. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Leimer, Be'mesiba ha'ilechas takas achayil. He says, no, it was a little bit different. He used to go to the steps that were going down underneath the chayil. And Yotzi would leave the Beis HaMikdash. Voidachle betodi, we go out through the Shar Todi. That's the way the Kohen that became Tomei would leave the whole Harabayas he holds. But he would not stay at the Machlekes. Roman Yom says, after the Mikvah was able to stay there till the next morning and then leave. And the Blaz holds known that after the Mikvah he would have to leave, go out through the Chayil, and then leave the base of the Azorah to go out through that Shar called Todi. Yeah. Kitzur Blaz holds that when he came up from the base at Filah, he did not go back to the base of Mikud, but rather he went through these mechilas that were taktis l'chayil, and he went out to the Harabayis. Now a perek sheni, Mishnah Aleph. Harabayis hoya chamesh meyos amo al chamesh meyos amo. The Harabayis itself was 500 ames by 500 ames. Now ruba min adorim means on the south side of it, that's the part that most of it was open, that was not where the Beis HaMikdash was built. In other words, the Beis HaMikdash was built mainly on the southern side. Therefore, the Dorum, the south side of it, was mainly open to be used. Shenila, what was the next part that had the most space? Min HaMizrach, on the east side of it, also was not so much of the Beis HaMikdash, was also open to be used for other things. Shlishilei, the third amount of space was Min HaTzofer on the north side. It wasn't that much there, because the Beis HaMikdash was built on the north side of it. And Muta, the least amount, was Min HaMarav, on the Marav side of the Harabayis. Now, Mokim Shoyerev Midosoi, Shomhoi Rav Tashmishai. Like we just got finished saying, the place that was more open, that's the place that had more use there. So therefore, on the Durham side, that part was most open, that's the part that had most use there. They used to put things there, they used to have houses there, or Batmul Tashmishon, they used to do things there. Mishnah Beis. Kol HaNich Nosim LaHarabayis, whoever came into the Harabayis, Nich Nosim Derech Yimin, usually walk in on the right side, or Makifin V'yotzim Derech Smol, they walk around it and come out on the left side. Al Derech Kovid, you're supposed to go the right, go around the right side. Chutz excluding, B'mishera Dover, something bad happened to the person, instead the person came in Ovil, became a Menuda, then it was different. So what? That Shumakid L'smol, he would go around his left side. And if so, therefore people would ask him like, Maloch Makid L'smol, how can you be going around on the left side? And he would have to answer back and say, listen, Shani Ovel, I'm an Ovel. So then the people say back to him, Hashem Abaye says that Yenachem Chol Hakadosh Baruch Hu the Shechina that's in this Beis Hamikdash, it should be Menachem you. That's where the Menachem the Yovel. Or else, let's say you would say Shani Menuda, I was put into Nidui. So they would say back to him, Hashem Abaye says that Yitem Belibam V'Yikavucham, that the Shechina should help you out, should be believed into those people that put you into Nidui, and Vinachachem they should be Menachem you. Divrei Rabbi Meir. These are words of Rabbi Meir. They should even be Menachem the Menuda in this lashon. However, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi said back, no. Sison kilu over olav esadin. Like this, you're saying that as if the people that put him into Nidui did something wrong, or they did something wrong. That's the lashon that's mashma here. Ela Rav, he said they should say like this better. The Rav lashon should be Hashreich of Abayis Azir, the one who lives in this house. Yitain believe that should put into his heart. V'sishma the divrei chaverecha v'yikavucha. That other, we should say like this rather, that our Sheikh and myself, the Shechina, this in the Shechina here, should put Yitem Belivcha into your heart, V'sishma Divrei Chavarecha, to say you should go do tshuva now. You should be a Hamahad Debe Tshuva, and be Kavrucha, then they'll be Mekabu you, and they'll take away the Nidu. That's the Lashon you should say, as if the people that put you into Nidu were right, and you were the one that should do tshuva. Is Midas here, Daf Ramad Hayim Ralafi on top, is Mishneh Gimel. The Mishneh says Mishneh Gimel. Lefnim Mimeno, inside the Harabayis was a Seirig. That was like a little wall that went around the Yazor, around the outside of the Beis Hamikdash, was a Seirig. Gevoy Yazor Tfachim was told 10 Tfachim. Ushleisha Esrei Protos Hayasham. There were 13 openings there in that wall in the Sirug. That was a wall, this little wall around the Beis Hamikdash itself. How do they have these 13 openings? Sheprotzo Malchi Yovim. When the Yovim came into the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, they made 13 purposes there. They broke through the wall 13 places. What happened was by Chashmonoyim, Chozru Ugdorim, they went and fixed up those 13 appearances. The girls with the Medlek Alocha, Ageder, Agzeirem, Shekinegdem, Sholosh Esrei Shtachvois. Like whoever would pass by one of those places where there was a pirzom, there would be a mitzvah to bow down there, to make a shtachma to bow down. So if you, as many as you pass by, that's how many shtachmas you'd have to make, one at each place. That was the surug, that was like the outside of the Beis Hamikdash. Now, lifnim menu, inside this outside wall, this outside gate, was called the hachayil. The chayil, that's the first inside space of that, which was Eser Amos. It was 10 Amos wide. That inside the outside wall, there was 10 Amos open, called the Chayim. It had a certain amount of Kedusha there. Now, Ushtei Mesrei Malos Hayasham, there were 12 steps going up. Because as you went up the Harabayis, like it got higher and higher. Like the Beis Hamikdash was on top of the peak. So you're going up now, so there were 12 steps going up. V'shilcho Chatziyama, each step like was a half an amma up. It says room. Room hamayla chatziyam. Each step was a half of an amma tall upwards. The shulchan chatziyam and the width of it was a half of an amma. Like went up a half and went in a half. Went up a half, went in a half. So altogether it was up 6 amas. Now kol hamayla shoyisham. All the steps that were on the base of Migdash was this type of measurement. Was Rumala Chatziyama went up a Chatziyama, Vishulcha Chatziyama and went in a Chatziyama. Chutz Mishal Ulam, excluding the steps that went up to the Ulam. There were 12 steps there going up to the Ulam, and we'll see there those were had different alochas. There were different sizes. Now Kol HaPsochim V'Yashorim Shereshom, all the doors and gates in the Beis Hamikdash were Gevoyim Esramam, were tall 20 Amos. For Rochman they were wide Esramas, 10 Amos wide. Again, Chutz Mishal Ulam, excluding the gates and doors by the Ulam. It had a different size, it was bigger. Like we'll see later on. Yeah. Over there, the Pesach was 40 Yamas tall, and it was wide 20 Yamas. Now, Kol HaPsochim Shosham, all the doors that were there in the Beis Hamikdash, Hoyulam Tlosas, they all had doors to them. The openings, they had doors. Chutz Mishal Ulam, excluding the entrance into the Ulam. That there did not have a door, but rather they only had a prayer because they had like a curtain over there. Kol Hashorim, all the gates, Hayusham, Hoyulem Shkoifas. They have like a mashkif on top, or board on top of it, that the gate like will close on top of it. Chutz Mishar Todik, excluding the gate on Tudi, we had before that wasn't used too much, only a coin that was Tommy went out that side. That was on the Tzofen side, on the north side of the Chaymas Harabayas. Shoyu Shom Chutz Mishar Todi, that there was not a beam going straight across on top of it, but rather Shoyu Shom Shtei Avonim Mutos Zula Garzu. There the top was made like a little like a V, opposite V. It was made like two stones going upwards, like a point upwards. That's the way it was. Now, Kol HaShorim, all the other gates, Shoyu Shom, Nishtan Liu Shozov. As the years went by, the richer clients who got, they used to coat all the gates with gold. Chutz Mishan Nikta, excluding the gate going into the Azorah, the Shan Nikta, that was the entrance from the Ezra's Noshim into the Ezra's Yisrael, that they did not change, that they left with Nechoshes from Kappa. Mifnei Shenasa Bemes, because Nes happened with that Shan, that gate came from Mitzrayim, and was a person called Lachsandria that went to Mitzrayim to bring the gates to Eretz Yisrael to use for the shower. And when this happened, it was traveling on the ocean when the boat, a big storm came, so they threw one gate over, and they were about to throw the other gate over. This Nikon like jumped in and said, if you throw it over, I'll go over also. The kids said, then the storm stopped, and he felt bad about the one gate that was lost. And when the ship reached dock, that gate was found also. Skits and Nisim happened with it, so we didn't want to change it. The Yeshem and some said, Mifnation Choshostan, Matziv, no, the copper over there was very shiny. So therefore, they didn't have to change it to make it look like gold. It was better the way it looked. So if all the other gates were changed to be coated with gold, except the Shah Nikler, that stayed the way it was. Now, Mishnah Dalet. Kol Hak Solim, all the walls of the Beis Hamikdash Shom Hayu Gvoyim were tall walls. Doesn't say how tall, they're very tall. Chutz Mikos LaMizrach, excluding the wall of the east. The east side wall was not so tall. Why? Because Shehakoyin HaSorif HaSaparah, the Kohen that had to burn the Parah Duma on the Haras Esim, Oymed Breish HaRamishchi, would be standing on top of the HaRamishchi opposite the Beis Hamikdash, or Mischavein V'Royah B'Pischo Shel Heichel, B'Shas HaZoyas Adam. When he would be up there on the Haras Esim, spritzing the dam, would be spritzing it towards the Beis Hamikdash, and he's supposed to be able to look through the opening into the Heichel, B'Shas he made this Rikas Adam. See, if there would have been a big tall gate on the Mizrach side of the Beis Hamikdash, he wouldn't be able to look through. Therefore, the Kais on the Mizrach side was a very low gate, very low wall, there by the entrance over there. So therefore, he was able to see above it, straight through, and to see through the Pesach of the Heichel. Yeah. Now, Mishnehei. Ezra's Hanoshim, that's the first Ezra inside the Beis Hamikdash. That was Hoysa Oirech Meyu Shloshim V'Chomish. Our Reichiv Meir Shleshim Chomish. There was 135 Amis by 135 Amis. That was the widest room in the Beis Hamikdash. And V'Arba L'Shochus Hayu B'Yad HaMikdash said, there were four rooms there on the four corners of it. Shalaboyim Aboyim Am, each room was 40 Amis or 40 Amis. L'Hoyim Akaris, they had no roof on top of these rooms. The Kachayin Asidus Lius. Mr. Hashem, that would be in the Beis Hamikdash Shlishi, it would also be the same way. There would not be roofs on top. Shnemekot, the Pesach says in Yecheskel, V'yaitzienu el ha-chotzer ha-chitzor, take you out to the outside chotzer, V'yabareinu al-arba mikzoy ha-chotzer, the four corners, V'yinei chotzer b'mikzoy ha-chotzer, chotzer b'mikzoy ha-chotzer, ab-arbas mikzoy ha-chotzer, the four corners, chatzer, as it says, keturais. It says that these four corners, each chotzer would be like keturais. So it means V'yem Keturis El Shainam Makaris. Keturis means that they're not have no roof on top of it. So therefore these four rooms had no covering, had no roof. Now a Mohayim Shamsh, what do they do with these four rooms here? So Dremis Mizrachis, the top left side, the southeast side, he hoys Salishkas HaNazirim. That was Lish where the Nazirim and Nazir came there. He had to take care of his kabonis. Sheshom HaNazirim Mevashlam Hashamayim. There's a special mitzvah when he brought his korban shlamim to cook the zroi. He had to cook up the zroi in a pot and give it to the kohen cook, the zroi b'shaila. So he would cook it up in that room. or Megalchin Yisrael and give him a haircut there in that room, or Mishalchin Tachas Hadud. The mitzvah was to burn his hair underneath the pot that they're burning, the Zroya Bashela, underneath that pot in the fire that's cooking up his shlomin, his Roya, the arm of the shlomin, that's where he would burn his hair. Now Mizrochis Tzvoinis, that's the east north side, the bottom left side, that was Hihois Salishko Seitzim, that's Lishko where they had the wood, they used to store wood there for the Marocha. Shesham HaKanim Bali Mumin, the Kanim with the Bali Mumin, couldn't do the Avoida, was Masli Moitzim, they would check out the wood to make sure there's no worms in it. And the Cholait Shenimtsaba Tolas, any wood that they finds a worm in it, Pesel Nagabi Mizbech, you cannot use it for the Mizbech. It's not nice, it's Meshuk, it's not nice to use such a piece of wood on the Mizbech of Hashem. So you used to have these Kanim, check it out in that room. Now Tzvonis Marobis, the northwest side, he hoists the Lishka Samitzurayim. That was Lishka where a Mitzurah would go there. That the Mitzurah had to go there and they brought him in to make the Azoyer on him, so to put the Behenas, to put the oil on his Behenas thumbs. So he was from that Lishka. From there they took him into the Esrus Noshim, took him into the Shar Nikna. Now Marovis Tremis, the west south side, Omer Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, Lezer ben Yaakov says that Shechachti Mohoisim HaShemeshes, he forgot exactly what was doing, what happened there. And some said it's right, he's the Yikatan of our mission here. So he said he forgot exactly what they did there. On this, Abishol says no. But he just says, Shom Hoyu Noisnim Yain V'Shemen. That's where they used to store the wine for the Nisach HaYain and the oil that was used also for the Menachas. And Yoisa Nikras Lishchas Beis Shmanya. They would call it that room, Beis Shmanya, mean the oil room. That's what they would call it. Now, the Chaloko Hoisa V'Rishoyna. At the beginning, it was very smooth. It was smooth. That means the Ezra's Noshim itself was smooth. Rishon Kleina. It means to say, at the beginning, the walls of the Ezra's Noshim were very smooth. There was nothing sticking out of the walls. They were smooth walls. But Vekifu, Kitzaitz, for later on, they made like a porch sticking out. They made like beams sticking out in the middle of the wall. What did they do that for? To make like a little attic over there. Shehanoshim Royis Mamalan, like in the Ezra's Noshim on Sukkot used to be the Simchas Beis HaShareva. So used to make like beams sticking out from the wall that the ladies would stand upstairs. Shehanoshim Royis Mamalan, Vihanoshim Mamatan, and the men were downstairs. Kadesh Layim Marov, they should not be mixed up together. As here by the Simchas Beis HaShareva, were dancing, singing there, so they wanted they shouldn't be together, the men and the ladies. So the men were downstairs and the ladies were upstairs. Now, after the Ezra Shnoshim was V'chomesh Esrei Milus, there were 15 steps now. Olus Mitoch L'Ezra Yisrael. That went up from the Ezra Shnoshim to the Ezra Yisrael. The Ezra Yisrael, that's really the beginning of the Kedusha, of the Mokam HaShchina, of the Beis HaMikdash. So there were 15 steps going up there. Keneged Chomesh Esrei Milus Shabbatilim. Keneged the last 50, the first 15 Shir Malasin, and then the last Sefer at Shabbos, that's from Perek Kuf Chof to Perek Kuf Lama Dalet. So those 15 Shir Malasin we say on Shabbos is keneged those 15 Shir Malasin. Shaleim Alevim Amir Shir, that B'Shas the Simchat Beis HaShoeva, the Levim used to be standing on these 15 steps and say the 15 Shir Malasin. The Lehoyu Terutais, the steps were not straight steps. Elu Mukofas, they were like in a semicircle. Kechatzi Gornagul, like a half of a semicircle. That's the way the steps were. The steps were in a round, circular form. Now, Mishnah Vov. Uli Velishcha Yishoyu Tachas Ezes Yisrael. Interesting. Underneath the Ezes Yisrael, there are also some rooms there. Upsuchas Li Ezes Noshim. That they would open up into the Ezes Noshim. In other words, you're going up now 15 steps. So the Ezra's Yisrael is much elevated more than the Ezra's Noshim. It's like in that elevation, there were some rooms there that opened up into the Ezra's Noshim. Sheshom HaLeviyim Leisnim Kinoiris. That's what Levim used to store and leave over their flutes, the Kinoiris, or the Volin, the harps. The Kino is also a type of a harp. Or Mitzotayim, the Chol Kleshir, all different type of instruments they had there, they would leave there. Now, Ezra's Yisrael, how big was the Ezra's Yisrael? That's the beginning of the Azor itself. That's the beginning of Machne Shechina. Ezra's Yisrael, Hoy Soirech, Meya Amo, Ushloishim V'Chomish. It was long 135. Al Reichib Achas Asar. It was only wide 11 Amis. But the length, I mean, the length of the whole base, not the length, this was the width of the whole base of Migdish, was 135. That was the width of the base of Migdish. So that was, in this room, that was its length, because its width was only 11 Amis. It went in 11 Amis, the Ezras Yisrael. And the same thing after Ezras Yisrael was the Ezras Kahanim. And the Ezras Kahanim only you could go there if you're doing Letzorech Avoido. The Chayin Ezras Kahanim was the same measurement as the Ezras Yisrael. It was long, 135 amas, that's the width of the whole Beis Hamikdash. Our work, if it went further in, its width was also Achas Esrei, 11 amas. Now, the Rosh Pisposim, there were the boards sticking out there, Mavdilon ben Esos Yisrael, the Esos Kanim. There's like a little division there to know the difference when you started the Esos Kanim and where it ended the Esos Yisrael. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Oymer, Milo Hoysa. No, there was a little step there, like. There was a step elevation there, because we're going up the mountain now. It was an Amma tall, that elevation. The Haduchin Osnole, and the Duchin, that's the place where the Kohanim used to stand and say their Shira, the Shasta Korbin. They used to stand on that Duchin, but the Duchin was put on top of that step. Uvor Sholosh Milos, now the Duchin itself had three steps to it. Shel Chatzi Chatzam, each step was a half an Amma up and half an Amma in. So the three steps together was an arm and a half tall. So Nimtzes, it comes out that Ezra Sakhanim, Gevoyim Ezra Yisrael, Shtei Amos Amachza. Comes out that when Levium stood in the Ezra Sakhanim was 2.5 Amos taller than Ezra Yisrael. Because there was the one step that was an arm tall, and then these three steps together was 1.5. So together it's 2.5 Amos taller than the Ezra Yisrael. Now, for Chol HaZorah, the whole HaZorah itself, like the whole HaZorah means from the beginning of Ezra Yisrael until the end of the back of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Chol HaZorah itself was Hoy Sa'orech Meir Shemayna B'Sheva. It was 187 Amis long, which really that's that the length. Al Reichiv, the width of Meir Shleshim Chomish. That's always the width of the whole Beis Hamikdash was 135, and here the length of the Azor itself was 187 Amis. But it wasn't one room, it was all made up from these things. It was the Ezras Yisrael, first the first 11, then the Ezras Noshim, the next 11, the Ezras Kanim, the next 11. Now, Usholish Esrei Shtachim Oyisham, there were 13 places we had to bow down over there in the Azorah. We had before these 13 pirtzos, there was a mitzvah to bow down every place. Abi Yosi Bechonim Noimer, Cheneged Shloisha Osrei Shorim, Cheneged the Indian to bow down 13 times was Cheneged the 13 Shorim, 13 gates they had, 13 gates they had there. And it was like this, Shorim Dreimim on the south side of the Beis Hamikdash, Seluchim Amarev, the gates were pretty close towards the west side, and the first one there was Shari Elyon, the next one was called the Shara Delek, that gate, the next one was called Shara Becheris. They used to bring the Bukharis through there, and then the fourth gate there was called Shahamayim. That's what he used to fetch to bring the water for the Nisach HaMayim through there. Now, V'lomo Nikro Shemoy Shahamayim, how come that gate was called the Shahamayim? Sheboy Machnisim Slucha Shemayim Shem Nisach Bechog. That's what he used to bring there, the Tzluchas, the pitches of water for the Nisach of the water on the Yom Tov of Sukkos. We have Lezer ben Yaakov Oymer, O boy Hamayim Mefachim, through that gate the water itself also used to flow. And also the Yasidim Lias Yotzim Atachas Mithanabayas, like it will eventually come, water will be coming out from bottom of the gate, the door of the Beis Hamikdash. Means the same like claiming the Porsche there, Shemishom Yotzu, from there the water came out. That the Cheskel set a novi upon, that he said, will come a time that the water will come out through the door of the Beis Hamikdash. Now, Olumas Batsofen, on the north side of the Beis Hamikdash, Smuchon Amarav also, the four gates there were starting closer towards the west side, and the first gate there was called Shar Yechonya, the Shar of Yechonya. Some said because that's when Yechonya went to Golis, he went through that Shar. Then Shar HaKorbin, that's what he used to bring all the Kabbonis through, to come to the Tzofen side. Shar HaNoshim, That was a shah that the Noshim used to come. If they had to make smich on the korban, or they wanted to be near the korban, the Noshim would go through that shah. Then shah hashir, then there was a shah that was a levim used to come in with a klishir to have the shir there. Falama nikra shumai shah yichonya. Now why was that first gate on the north side called shah yichonya? Because shabu yot yichonya begalusa. That's where yichonya, when he went out to Golis, he went through that gate. Sheva Mizrach, on the east side of the Beis HaMikdash, Shah Nikna, not the Beis HaMikdash, it means the Azorah. On the east side of the Azorah was Shah Nikna. That was the gate going in from the Ezras Noshim into the Ezras Yisrael. There are Shnei Pishposhim Hoyoloi. There were small, two small entrances on the side of this big gate. Echad Mimina, one on the right side, Echad Mimina, one on the left side. Ushnaim B'Marav, and there were two gates now on the west side of the Beis HaMikdash. And Lohayim Hashem, those two gates did not have any name. It wasn't the Miyuchin, didn't have any special name. Because the Gmat had no Tashmish there. There was no real purpose of going in or going out there, so it didn't have any name. Yeah. Now, Perek Shlishi, it says, Mishnah says, HaMizbeach, the Mizbeach itself, Hoyu Shleishu Mushtayim, Al Shleishu Mushtayim. The Mizbeach itself on the bottom was 32 Amis by 32 Amis. That's the bottom part of the Mizbeach. That's how wide it was. Now, all the Amma, let's go up now one Amma. That's the Yisoid. And then the Konas Amma. Then it went in an Amma. Zerah Yisoid, that's the Yisoid, the bottom part of the Mizbeach. They always say the Shuraim of the Dam was spilled on the Yisoid of the Mizbeach. That's this bottom Amma. When you go one Amma up, then it went an Amma in. That was the Yisoid. Now, the next part of the Mizbeach that went up was not 32 by 32 anymore. It comes out it was only 30 by 30, because it was taken off an amor on each side of it. So Nimsa comes out, Shloshim HaShloshim, Allah Chomish. Now the next five amas going up was only a square of 30 by 30 amas. So it went up now five amas, and then again the Konasama went in again an amor. And Zel HaSev, that's called the Sevev, where you used to be able to walk around the Beis HaMikdash on the Sevev. That six amas off the floor, it was an indention of an amma going in that you could walk around there. And Nimsa comes out from on top of the Sevev, the next will soon see three amas going upwards. How, why, what was it with? Nimsa was Esu Meshmoyal, Esu Meshmoyal was only 28 amas by 28 amas, because it went in already, these four amas already. And then when he got when he went up three, so far he has six and three, we have nine. Now the 10th Amma, we know the Mizbeach was 10 Amas tall, that was the Makom HaKronos. On each corner there was a Keren, there was like a corner there, a Keren. Amma Mizeh, V'Yamma Mizeh, each corner went up an Amma, it was an Amma wide there, the corner. Nimsa comes out that, so you take away another Amma for the Keren. So on top of the Mizbeach itself, the usable place there was an Amma less, two Ammas less, because in each side was an Amma. Nimsa comes out, Esrim V'Shesh, Esrim V'Shesh, comes out to be on top of the Mizbeach, the place to use, is 26 Amas by 26 Amas. Now, Mokim Hilich Ragle Kadim, there was a space that the Kahanim could walk around the Mizbeach, not to be burnt. There was Amma Mizeh, Yamma Mizeh, and one Amma going in on all four sides of the Mizbeach was left over for the Kahanim to walk around there. So Nimsa comes out now, like in the middle part of the Mizbeach, how much space could be used for burning purposes? It comes out, Nimsa, Eskrim V'yabba, was only 24 Amis, Alessim V'yabba, was only 24 by 24, Mekayim HaMarocha. That's the place that could be used for burning on top of the Mizbeach. Even the Mikradim, they only had three Marochas, one big one, then one next to the smaller one for the Keteris, and then a very small one just to keep the Eish always burnt there. But it could be at certain times when the Mizbeach is very full, they used to make more Marochas, but they could use all this space of 24 by 24 to use for burning. Now, Omer Rav Yossi, Rav Yossi Yagin says like this, Omer Rav Yossi, Metchila no, lo hoye le shmoyne v'yesrim ha shmoyne v'yesrim. He also knows, the Mizbeach was not 32 by 32, but rather started out only to be 28 by 28, he holds. And we see all that there could be the first measurement was by the Mishkan, but by Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon, he holds it wasn't 32 by 32, but when Shlomo built the first Beis HaMikdash, the Mizbeach was only the bottom, the most widest part by the Yisoid was only 28 by 28. Now, also, Kainis, you go up, and one Amma V'Yerlob, the Midazu, the same thing, you go, that's the Yisoid, then the Soivev. So it comes out according to his Shita, Achanim Samokam Amarocha, how much space was open on top to be used for burning, was only Esam Alasam, Esam, 20 by 20. That's by the base of Midrash Rishon. Now, when the Ezra's time they came up to build the second base of Migdish, is Haisifu all of Arba Amos Minadorim. They added on to it to the first year of four Amos, to this last year of 28 by 20, to on top 20 by 20, they added on to it four Amos on the south side, for Yarab Amos from the Maro, and four Amos from the west side. Kemin Gamma looked like a Gamma, like a little like an L, a backwards L. Shnemer the Pod, they dash in the Posek in Yecheskel by Ezra. But it says there, Bahariel, at the base of Migdash, Shtei Mesri Erech, Bishtei Mesri Rechav Revua. It was 12 by 12 square. So now, Yochav, do you really think it means 12? Shemu Ela, Shtei Mesri, Shtei Mesri, that can't be. We know that Mizbech is wider than that. Kishwan, when the Posek says like this, El Arba Revov, on the four sides of it, Malamad, it means like this. Sheminu emsa hu moided shtei mesrei amos l'choruach, meaning if you're standing in the middle of the mizbeach, so it's 12 amos to each side of it. So it comes out then that really from one side to the other side was 24 amos. So it was 24 by 24. So that's the way we have it by the Mishkan. So in the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, they added on to the more than had in the Beis Hamikdash Rishon to where there was in the Mishkan, that the top of it was 24 by 24. Now, V'chut Shel Sikra Chogur B'Yemsa. In the middle of the Mizbeach, 5 Amos up, that's 1 Amma below the Soivev, there was like a red streak going around it that went around the Mizbeach. Lahab, that was for a sign to divide between the dam, let's say like this shchitas achatis, that's supposed to be the top half of the mizbeach, the dam to the other karbonis, where the dam is supposed to be in the bottom part of the mizbeach. So with this chutas sikra's red streak going around the base of migdish, to base ham, going around the mizbeach to divide between the top part and the bottom part. Now the hayisoid, that we said is yisoid, the bottom foundation, that did not go all around on all four sides of the mizbeach. On the whole north side of the Mizbeach, there was that Yisoid, one arm of the bottom arm is sticking out. V'yal p'nei kol amarev, what did on the west side? It went all around the west side of that arm. V'yarchel b'dom, when it came to the south side, amachas only stuck out just one arm. Over Mizrach amachas, what did on the east side also, only stuck out one side. So it comes out there wasn't such a Yisoid on the dorm and the Mizrach side, there was only one arm on each side. But the main part of the Yisoid was either on the Tzofen or on the Maron side. That's where they had the, All right, we'll stop here.